Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord admonished us through Peter to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Our chief endeavor is to encourage and build one another up in the most holy faith. To miss the basic truths of who God is and then who man is will cause us to be in error on everything else we may say. But there are other vital truths which are necessary to a right understanding of the gospel. What is sin? The most basic definition that the Scripture gives of sin is the transgression of the law of God. God is the only lawgiver who is without any restriction. There is no court or council which can stand in judgment, nor overturn any law which he has decreed as binding upon men. Man in his fallen state is a natural rebel against every law which God has set forth. Sin has such a pervasive grip upon man that he has become a slave to it and cannot escape it by himself. The Scripture plainly indicates that men cannot lay the blame for their sin at the feet of God, nor accuse him of wickedness, nor even question his motives. But the Scriptures are equally plain that sin did not and does not occur apart from the decree of God. Yet all men, from the least to the greatest, are accountable before God for their sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is not merely descriptive of the activity of man, but it is also indicative of the corrupt nature of man's heart, which causes him to transgress the law. The sin nature that we all have was inherited from our father Adam, and we are under the curse of sin because we are born sinners. Sin is not only found in acts of open rebellion and disobedience, but also in the failure of men to do those things which are good. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Sin is also made manifest when men misuse and abuse the things which God intended for our good. While sin itself has the power to destroy men, the most terrible fact is that God hates sin and will bring judgment on all those who are tainted by it. What is redemption? Redemption literally means liberation procured by the payment of a ransom. As we look at redemption in the Scriptures, we find that it has four parts. Number one is a purpose. Christ's redemption of sinners was neither an afterthought nor the remedy for an unforeseen problem, but was in fact the very reason that he created the world in the first place, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Number two, a people. Redemption carries with it the understanding that a ransom is being paid to buy back a possession. Redemption, by its very definition, is particular in nature. That is, it is carried out with a specific people in mind. If a wealthy man pays a ransom to set a child free, no one would be surprised to discover that the child was his son, nor would they be amazed if he did not pay a ransom for all stolen children. The father has an elect people which were given to the son before the foundation of the world. He loved them with an everlasting love, and he came into the world to redeem them. While we can say that the value of his life was infinite in worth, it is clear that the Scriptures indicate that his purpose in redemption was to purchase the deliverance of his own elect sons and daughters. Number three is a payment. The most glorious aspect of our redemption is our Redeemer. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. But here we must glory. The death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary is the central theme of the gospel. It is impossible to preach the gospel without proclaiming Jesus Christ and him crucified. He was without sin, yet he took upon himself the sin of his people. Death had no claim upon him, yet he died in their place. He did not just make their redemption possible, but he actually obtained it for his elect. The salvation of the Lord's people is owing totally to the payment which he made, delivering them and satisfying forever their debt of sin. And finally, redemption needs a place. His redemption not only delivered his elect from the debt of sin, but also from its bondage and curse, purchasing an eternal abode which he has fashioned for them. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Do you rejoice in the finished redemptive work of Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.